You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 83. Have you ever caught yourself always thinking about the future in your network marketing business, waiting and longing to reach a certain level or pay rank in your company? Today, we're going to talk about staying present and enjoying the journey. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hi, I'm Jackie Ulmer, and welcome to the show. You know, one of the greatest challenges really that we suffer from when we're starting and growing a network marketing business is that we're always looking to the future when we achieve this rank or this title or this particular income level. We're taught to dream and visualize our future success, and that's all well and good, and it's so very important. But also, you're going to find that truly enjoying the journey is every bit as important. So that's what we'll be covering today. And in the meantime, if you're really looking to take your business to the next level, you're looking for a little bit more outside of the podcast and what it offers, I do have a coaching program that's open. In that program, we cover everything about the A to Z's of building a successful network marketing business, good success language, scripting, covering objections, how to introduce your business, as well as online techniques to take your business out there and begin to attract those people who are looking for a business to you. You can learn more over at jackieulmer.com/coach. And if you have specific questions about the program, ask me. You can tweet me at Jackie Ulmer, or, you know, certainly visit my blog and ask me a question. I'm always happy to answer those. Okay, so let's talk then about how to stay present and enjoy the journey. You know, enjoying the journey, gosh, I heard that for years in network marketing, and I have to tell you, in the early days when I struggled a lot in my business, I thought that was the stupidest thing I ever heard. I kept thinking, I'm going to enjoy the journey once I get there, once I'm making the kind of income that I want, once I'm growing the kind of team that I want, once I'm seeing the success that really matters in a business, that's when I'm going to enjoy the journey. That's when I'm going to feel like I've had success. And it wasn't until the day that I really decided to start having fun in my business and stop tracking every little success in terms of how much income it made me, or, you know, to stop looking at what so-and-so was doing and how they made that rank advancement before I did and different things like that. So I really did learn to enjoy the journey. You know, it's kind of fun. I got the idea for this podcast recently. I went and heard REO Speedwagon and Chicago play at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Denver, Colorado. If you are a concert goer and you've never been to Red Rocks, I highly recommend it. It's absolutely the most magical place to see a concert. But it's kind of funny. I was sitting there and REO played first. I'm looking at them. I'm a big fan of theirs. And I'm a fan of Chicago too, but not quite as much as REO, although it was kind of interesting. I came in with a bit of a chip on my shoulder regarding Chicago because I knew that, you know, very few of the band members are the originals. In fact, I think there are only two still within the Chicago lineup who are part of the original, you know, way back when lineup. And that just kind of, I kind of thought, yeah, it's going to be fine, but it's going to kind of be, you know, a bunch of wannabes trying to be Chicago. That sounds terrible, but I have to confess, that's kind of what I was thinking. And it's interesting, once they came on and I just kind of relaxed and watched the musicians, I really totally got into it. I watched them having such fun with each other. I watched the original guys having truly every bit as much fun as it looked like they had way back in the 70s when I first started watching them, and certainly into the 80s. But I watched them and it started making me reflect on my network marketing business. And, you know, there are cycles in a business, and there are certainly cycles in a musician's life, in the longevity of a band. I mean, you look at bands like Aerosmith or the Rolling Stones. You know, they've managed to keep it together for years and years and largely keep their original, base of original musicians. But it's got to be difficult. And you know, it's kind of funny. Your business is going to be the same way. There are cycles in your business. There are cycles of, there are up cycles and there are down cycles. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't really matter where you are in your business, whether you're at the very top of your pay plan or you're just getting started or you're somewhere in the middle, you're going to have those cycles in your business. All of us do. You're going to have those times when your distributorship changes, your clientele changes, so to speak. You're going to have those people come into your business who you think are absolutely going to rocket to the moon, and then they quit or they go into the witness protection program. And then you're going to have those people who come in who you think will never do anything, and they're the ones who take it to the moon. You'll have those people who come in and do a lot in the beginning, and then a couple years later, they decide to move on to another opportunity. There are just cycles in our business. There are cycles in every aspect of life. You know, I'm from the airline industry too, and it's much the same way. And flying in and out of Denver recently to attend the concert and spend some time with friends, you know, we're in the airport and I'm looking around and I'm watching the new Frontier taxi in, which, you know, they're not even the new Frontier anymore, but I was thinking back, Frontier Airlines was the first airline I ever flew on. And boy, was it different. It was a totally different company. But today, Frontier is flying. But it's totally different. My husband's airline, American Airlines, you know, merging with US Air, looking at their paint job, paint's changing, management's changing, a lot of things within the airline are changing. In many ways, it's not even the same company that he went to work for. It's not the same company that I was involved with years ago. Things change, and there are cycles in your business too, and that's the way it is. So as you're building it, it's important that you understand these cycles. And it's important that you understand the timeline of success in your business too. The timeline of success that it's going to take you to make it in your business. And that's where it comes into being so important that you stay present and enjoy where you are at the moment and you build for today, knowing that you're investing in your future and also knowing that you're not really certain what the outcome is, ultimate outcome is going to be. What's the future of your business ultimately going to look like? We don't often know that. But we know if we stay consistent and we just have fun with it and other people see us having fun, we will have success. Because again, people are going to come and go, things are going to change. Product lines sometimes change in a company, compensation plans change in a company. And it's so easy to look at a company, especially in network marketing, and think, all right, well, I'm going to throw in the towel because I don't like what they're doing here or I don't like what they're doing there and different things like that. It's easy to do that when we're in network marketing because it's a volunteer business and we don't invest a lot of money to be involved in that business. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with changing companies. I've certainly done it, but I've never done it without careful reflection and certainly, you know, putting my all into it. Sometimes a company just doesn't click with you, and sometimes you have to get involved and start building before you find that. I get that and I appreciate that. But you want to really look to the bigger picture and know that often your employer does the same thing. You know, often the people who employ us in our day jobs and our full-time endeavors before we can go full-time in network marketing make a lot of changes too. And very often it's changes that we don't really like or appreciate. But we don't really have the luxury often of saying, well, I'm just going to quit then. I'm just going to quit and go find another company. Especially now with today's job environment. You know, job security is a thing of the past, and you know, thinking that you can just quickly go to another company is a thing of the past too. It's jobs are fewer and further between, and so we have to think carefully. So in your business, the important thing that you can do is focus on your goals and intentions and focus on those things that you can control. Set those daily and weekly and monthly and quarterly and certainly yearly goals for your business. And then set those intentions that match that. It's one thing to say that within 6 months I want to be making $5,000 a month in my business. That's great. You can put that out there as a goal. But if you don't also lay out the action plan on a daily and weekly basis of what's going to get you there, you can write it on as many post-it notes as you want. You can have as many visualization sessions as you want with it. You can write it in your goal book as many times as you want. But if you don't lay out that action plan and then begin to take inspired action toward that goal, it's never going to show up. you have to begin working it too. It's action as well as visualizations. Visualization. You can't just put yourself out there on an island and think that the harder you visualize it, things are going to show up. Now, I do believe that the universe will align stars for you when you have a strong vision and you focus on exactly what you want and where you're going. The universe will line up things to take you there, but you have to be open. You have to be watching for it, and you have to seize those opportunities when they show up, and you have to take action on them. Okay, the door isn't, people aren't going to just magically come beating down the door to you in your business if you're not out there taking action. Even on the internet, you know, I see people do this all the time. They're like, well, I put my blog up, but I'm not generating any leads. And it's kind of like, well, what are the action steps that you're taking to generate those leads? What are you doing to get yourself out there and promote yourself in such a way that people are going to find you? I've said this before, you know, it's not like Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. You have to build it and then market it and keep building it, building it, building it, and marketing, 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 marketing it so that you begin to attract those people in to you in your business. Same way offline. You don't just join a company and then sit at home on your laptop or go sit at the coffee shop and drink your mocha or whatever and think that people are going to come up to you and say, hey, it looks like you've just joined a business. I'm looking for a business. I'd like to join you. You have to be taking those action steps. And then part of the enjoying the journey and having fun with it is celebrating those successes as you do that. Remember this, making 2 contacts a day is just as big as sponsoring 2 people a month into your business. Because without those 2 contacts a day, you're not going to be sponsoring those 2 new people a month into your business. So celebrate all the successes and decide for yourself what that celebration is going to look like. How are you going to celebrate? You know, I always have little ways that I celebrate, whether it's a trip that I take or we go out to dinner or something that I reward myself with. I know early on, way back when I was just starting to really reach that big gangster income in network marketing, I wanted really fancy Brighton luggage. For those ladies out there that know Brighton, you know what I'm talking about. I wanted the beautiful burgundy with black trim and silver trim luggage, and I set those goals. So when I hit a certain rank level, I bought the first piece of luggage. Now, the reality of it is I could have afforded to buy the luggage before I actually did, but I had to put that out there as a goal. I had to have a carrot dangling out there in front of me to move me toward that goal. And that's what I really focused on. I put that carrot out there and I worked hard because I really wanted that luggage. And then when I hit a next level, I bought the second piece of luggage and then the third piece. Now, the really funny thing about it is I don't love traveling with that luggage anymore because I'm always afraid they're going to take it from me and make me check it and rip it all up and everything else. So it's funny. Sometimes I say if I had it to do over again, I would never pay that much for luggage that I can't stand for anyone else to touch. But at the same time, I do love traveling with it. I get a lot of compliments on it, and it feels good, and it always reminds me that I accomplished the goal, that I didn't just go buy it, that I earned it myself through the goal that I put out there and attaining that. So decide on some successes for you and your business that you'll have fun with, that'll allow you to stay present and enjoy that journey. And then, of course, work to create your future vision and get that written down. And then start a gratitude journal today. Start a gratitude journal where you look back and you're grateful and appreciate those things in your life and in your business that are moving you toward what it is exactly that you want. That's so very important. You know, there's that saying out there, you know, be grateful for what you have today and pretty soon you'll have more of it. And I've heard it said by a bunch of different people, so I don't know who to give original credit to, but it is so important. If you can look around and find appreciation for what you have today, even if it feels like you're struggling, even if you feel like you need more and different things like that, then you will begin to attract more into your life of what you want. So appreciate your journey all along the way and know that it's an unfolding story. So some action items for you along this are to start a gratitude journal so you can reflect each day and look back at how you've grown. Write your vision for your future. Set your goals and intentions and take action. And then determine how you're going to celebrate success, both large and small. All right, I have to close with my iTunes review shout out and just tell you how much I appreciate those of you who take the time to go and rate and review my podcast. My pal Andy says over on iTunes, Jackie's training is really terrific. She's built a number of huge organizations in her network marketing career, and her advice and training is spot on. She's a terrific role model and mentor, and while her training is generic and not specific to any one company, if you can't make it work for your company, you're probably not listening to what she's saying. I'd fly across the country to hear Jackie speak, and I have. So I'm thrilled to be able to profit via iTunes in my PJs. Thank you, Jackie Elmer. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate that so much. And if you would like to be entered into a drawing for a free month of my coaching program, go to jackieelmer.com/iTunes to leave your review. The show notes are over at jackieelmer.com/083. And if the show's helped you, tweet me at Jackie Elmer. If you have a question for the show, add the hashtag AskJackie, or you can ask them over at jackieelmer.com/question. And you can include a link to your blog, and I'll give you a shout out on the show. All right, so that's it. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check, and good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Elmer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.